T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. A second person is dead after a shooting in Wichita. We have the story.
Governor Kelly lifts the phased-in reopening plan for Kansas. I'm Dan O'Neill.
SpaceX to launch a missile with 2 astronauts aboard. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Typically, this is a very stormy time of year around Kansas, but we're seeing anything but that now, and the most we will see is a few scattered showers over the next couple of days. Our full forecast and what to expect is coming up.
There is no longer a phased-in reopening plan for Kansas.
Instead, each county will have control to reopen as they see fit. Governor Kelly made the announcement at a news briefing on Tuesday.
I know that allowing each county to set its own guidance will likely be confusing to the public. Unfortunately, this is a direct result of the legislature's unfortunate actions last week.
The governor vetoing the emergency bill passed by legislators last Friday that would limit her power, shield businesses from coronavirus-related lawsuits, and more. She says her new order is aimed at restarting the economy.
And we can continue to use the full resources of the federal government, the state, the National Guard, the Kansas Department of Emergency Management, and other state agencies to mitigate the spread of the disease and get our economy on the road to recovery.
She says the state will not restrict any business from reopening. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Sedgwick County leaders plan to hold a special meeting at 1:30 this afternoon, discussing how they will react to the governor's lifting of state restrictions on reopening the economy. Commissioner David Dennis says nothing has been set in stone, but the commission will likely move to ease restrictions.
A second victim in a deadly shooting in Wichita last week has died of his injuries.
Police say 19-year-old Jabril Rounds died in a hospital Monday from injuries he received in a shooting Thursday that also killed 21-year-old Ernest Jefferson. Police have said the shooting stemmed from a botched drug deal. 2 people, 20-year-old Missy Barber and 18-year-old Preston Reynolds, have been charged with first-degree murder and aggravated battery in the shootings. The incident occurred at a Wichita apartment complex. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
Kansas Health Director Dr. Lee Norman is urging any Kansans who partied close to others at Missouri's Lake of the Ozarks during the Memorial Day weekend to voluntarily quarantine for 14 days.
Social media posts show large groups gathering in pools, bars, and restaurants without social distancing or masks. Norman says that their behavior could substantially set back the progress that Kansas has made in slowing the spread of the coronavirus. He says that self-quarantining for 14 days would protect the partiers' families, coworkers, and neighbors. Kansas City and St. Louis officials are also urging residents who were at the lake to self-quarantine.
That's the Kansas Information Network. Danielle Norwood reporting.
A Wichita police officer is charged with child sex crimes stemming from alleged incidents in 2012 before he was an officer. Wichita police announced that Officer Joshua Hageman is charged with 2 counts of indecent liberties with a child. The department said the alleged crimes happened when Hageman was 20. He is accused of inappropriately touching 2 15-year-old girls while at a home in Colwich. Police say Hageman is on administrative leave without pay. He's been a Wichita police officer for 3 years.
After nearly a decade, the U.S. is once again preparing to launch American astronauts into space. After the space shuttle program ended 9 years ago, NASA relied on Russian spacecraft to transport astronauts to and from the International Space Station. But now, for the first time in history, NASA is handing the reins to a private company, SpaceX, to launch Americans into orbit using a shuttle that SpaceX built. NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine joins Fox and Friends discussing the mission.
So we have put astronauts on a brand new spacecraft four times in the history of the United States. Mercury, Gemini, Apollo, and the shuttle program. And now we're doing it on a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket with a Crew Dragon. So this is very historically significant.
The SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket set to blast off from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida at about 3:30 this afternoon.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Coming up in sports, we'll see how the National Football League is proceeding in its offseason and making some changes. That's coming up in sports.
The fate of the Republican National Convention is up in the air. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock on a Wednesday morning. Only about half of Americans say they would get a COVID-19 vaccine if the scientists working furiously to create one succeed. Another 31% simply are not sure, while one in five say they would refuse. That's according to a survey from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. Worldwide, about a dozen vaccine candidates are in early stages of testing in people or poised to begin.
The fate of the Republican National Convention, scheduled for the week of August 24th in Charlotte, is up in the air following President Trump's threat to move it. Fox's Rick Leventhal reports.
If Charlotte is out, Atlanta could be in. Georgia's GOP leaders are already talking to the RNC about it. And the state's Republican governor, Brian Kemp, says he'd be honored to host the convention, even though Atlanta's mayor says she is completely against it. And the event is still scheduled to be held at the Spectrum Center in Charlotte, August 24th to August 27th, with about 50,000 people who were expected to pack the house before the pandemic hit. North Carolina's Democratic governor, Roy Cooper, hasn't yet agreed to allow the RNC to fully occupy the space because of coronavirus concerns, prompting the president to demand an answer soon.
COVID-19 is still surging in North Carolina.
Many people who are receiving coronavirus stimulus unemployment benefits are actually taking home more money than when they were gainfully employed. But that doesn't mean they can refuse to return to work, even if going back results in a pay cut.
Red Bank, New Jersey CPA Chris Whalen says some of his clients are asking him if it's okay to stay home and collect benefits if they're called back to work. The answer, he says, is no.
Technically, if you're offered your job back, you need to go back to work and you can no longer claim benefits in a legal sense. So it's technically committing fraud at that moment.
Whalen says people who continue to collect money when offered their jobs back may be forced to return every dime they've collected or even face legal penalties. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
President Trump wants a 4th of July event in the nation's capital, even though D.C. leaders may not be ready for that.
Under Washington, D.C.'s reopening plan, the city will only be able to hold large gatherings when a vaccine for COVID-19 is found or if the disease has effectively disappeared. So hosting a major 4th of July event would seem to be off the table. Democratic members of Congress representing the region have written to the Defense and Interior Secretaries to raise concerns about safety at such an event. But White House spokesman Jud Deere said the president wants an Independence Day celebration to honor not just the courage of the founding fathers, but that of the American people in the fight against the global pandemic. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And just heard a little bit ago from Sedgwick County dispatchers, we've closed hydraulic at Waterman, southbound. You cannot get through. So they closed Hydraulic Street at Waterman. You can't get through, and apparently that's been closed until Friday. So, yeah.
Okay.
So we've got something going on there. Plus, we've got a lane closed on the Kansas Turnpike. That lane on the Kansas Turnpike closed northbound on I-35 between Webb and K-96. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
All right, let's take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. An upper-level low-pressure system continues to send some moisture our way, leading to cloud cover and a few scattered showers from time to time. Our high 75. Light rain possible into the evening, our low 58. And a shower or thunderstorm may develop on Thursday afternoon, breezy with a high 76. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now cloudy, 61 degrees. We have a northwest wind at 7 miles per hour. The Monarch is back open for dine-in 7 days a week with limited seating inside and on the patio. The Monarch in Delano. 8:12 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is Wednesday morning at 8:12. That means it's time for Wednesdays with Wagle. Dr. Jason Wagle at Kansas Perio and Dental Implants with us this morning. Good morning, sir. Nice to have you with us here on this Wednesday morning. Two days after Memorial Day. Hey, listen, I want to talk to you a little bit about, with you a little bit this morning, about modern technology. And, you know, technology is such a big part of everything we do, and that's the same is true in dentistry. Is that correct? What are you doing at Kansas Perio?
That's absolutely true. I think one of the great things we have at Kansas Perio is the perioscope. The perioscope is basically a dental endoscope. This is a minimally invasive procedure. A miniature camera is attached to a very thin fiber optic probe and gently placed below the gum line. This results in a 40 times magnification on a video screen. It allows us to see and super clean their tooth root.
So I haven't seen that used. And does that hurt? I mean, does it hurt the patient at all?
Actually, no. It's actually... Most patients complain of very little discomfort. It's very small and gently allows us to clean the root exceptionally clean. It gets the gums healthier, prevents gum and bone loss, and ultimately helps prevent the tooth loss.
I'm going to use a term that I bet some people don't know that I know. Does that replace what we used to call deep planing, which was a surgery?
It's similar to that. Yeah, actually, it does replace some of the older surgical procedures that we used to do. Many of the traditional periodontal therapies or surgical procedures can be avoided utilizing this minimally invasive technique.
Yeah, so this can help you actually avoid surgery if you do it then, huh?
Yes, that's true.
Is modern technology again? Is it expensive? Does it cost a lot of money?
You know, fortunately, no. Actually, perioscopy typically costs less than traditional periodontal surgeries as well. So it's actually has multiple benefits in that regard.
Okay. And listen, if people want to know more about this, what do they do, Dr. Wagle?
Contact us through our website at kansasperio.com. You know, we are accepting new patients, and we're honored to work with people in our community to help them achieve optimal oral health and function.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Wagle. Dr. Jason Wagle there. Learn more about their services online, as he said, kansasperio.com. You can give him a call at 316-685-2731. Wednesdays with Wagle here with Steve and Ted. 8:14 now here on KNSS on this Wednesday morning. We've had a few days off. I'm trying to kind of catch up on what's going on in the news because I've had a few days off. We have been, Shelley and I and got out a little bit over the last 5 days, over the Memorial Day holiday, as so many did. And a lot of people are out there wearing masks, Ted. A lot of people are taking the precautions, and I've got one, and I've used it a couple of times. I'm not real consistent with it yet, but, that's what it takes. It looks to me like, though, we're going to find out that some of these counties are just saying, enough of that, let's go. You know, everything's off. What do you think?
When I was traveling this weekend, it seemed to me that there were tons of cars on the roadways and tons of cars at all the restaurants.
All right.
I did not see any kind of holding back.
Did you leave town at all?
Oh, no.
Okay. Because as I said earlier, my family and I had a little reunion down at Iola, and it's hard to tell what's normal for them down there. That's kind of a sleepy little town. My grandfather and my grandmother were Methodist ministers in that part of the country and lived there for a time. And my grandfather apparently was a church builder down in southeast Kansas. I know nothing about him. I got to get some research going here, find out what was going on with my grandfather and my grandmother down there. Because there's nobody around left to tell me about it, you know?
Yeah, that's the hard part. That starts to be the problem is...
Yeah, when the families get older and people start going.
Some of the people that probably had that information aren't with us anymore.
I did drop by my parents' grave out on the west side at the name of the, the place. It eludes me right now, but the cemetery out there on the west side of town. And my brother, his grave is there as well.
Rest Haven.
Yeah, well, I don't know why. I should know that. It should be on the tip of my tongue. Thank you, sir. But Don's grave is also out there. And so I visited there for a little bit. And, you know, remembering our folks who have who've been with us over the years, and now they're gone.
Well, I'm glad you had a worthwhile trip to Iola.
Yeah.
That sounds interesting.
We had a good time. The grandkids were there and the cousins were there. We had a good time. Ted, it's coming up on 8:18 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Let's take a look at sports now with Ted Woodward. Ted.
The National Football League is still on track for a season, and the next step that they've done is they've opened up their team facilities to guys that are rehabbing or guys that need access to some of those facilities just to be physically healthy.
Right, right.
This does not include coaches and players right now, but is that something to be excited about? Here's Diana Russini, ESPN NFL reporter. She appeared on Golic and Wingo on Sports Radio KFH.
I still don't feel like we're through a big hurdle just yet, though, because when I hear that coaches and players still can't be in there, it's great that you have those players that need to be in the training room and rehab, but it's still, while it's better news that it's slowly opening, I'm not really going to celebrate this and feel like we're back until I see those players out on the field at their facility.
Meanwhile, the National Basketball Association is trying to get its season back on track after being on pause for 2.5 months during the pandemic. The NBA is now talking about not doing any more regular season games, just at some point resuming and having some sort of a big tournament to see who is your champion this season. Will that be 16 teams? Will it be more than that, less than that? Let's get some thoughts on that from Adrian Wojnarowski, ESPN NBA insider. He appeared on the Will Cain Show.
16-plus. Now, whether that's we have 20 teams or 24 teams, I think it's unlikely it's 30, and I think it's unlikely that it's just 16. I think there's something in between that brings teams back, lets them have some games that essentially be treated as play-in games or pool play, and that might be the middle ground where there's enough. The teams you're bringing back feel like they have a chance to get in the playoffs, and it's reason enough for them to go through a month of training camp and quarantine to come back and try to make a run at it.
All right, the NBA is still trying to figure that out. The National Hockey League, among team sports, seems to be closest to actually having a plan formed. More on the NHL.
If and when the NHL returns to action, Commissioner Gary Bettman says they'll head right into the postseason.
For purposes of nomenclature, record-keeping, and NHL awards, the 2019-20 regular season has been deemed to be completed.
Bettman there on NBC Sports announcing that the regular season is over and confirming a 24-team expanded playoff that will feature the top 12 seeds in each conference based on points percentage. The Eastern and Western conferences will each be based out of a hub city yet to be determined, but Bettman Tuesday did announce a list of finalists, including Edmonton, Las Vegas, and Chicago. No set date yet for the NHL's restart, but Bettman assured extensive COVID-19 safety protocols, including an abundance of testing. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And we got a good football birthday today. Former Kansas City Chiefs place kicker Nick Lowry is 64 today. He spent 14 years as the place kicker for the Kansas City Chiefs. He's a 7-time All-Pro. He is still in the top 16 all-time in NFL in scoring. He is the all-time leading scorer for the Kansas City Chiefs. As you would expect, he is in the Kansas City Chiefs Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
But success on the football field was not preordained for Nick Lowry. You know his story. It's kind of interesting.
No, I don't know.
He was he's a smart guy.
Yeah.
He went to Dartmouth, and in his off time, away from that, he started working in Washington, D.C. as a staffer in the United States Senate.
Oh.
And he would, like, serve on committees or help out. You know, you always see the people sitting behind the senators at those committee meetings.
Yeah, the aides.
Nick Lowry was
yeah.
one of those guys.
All right.
He would help with committee things and assignments and research and all that. It kind of appeared he was destined to be some kind of a politician in Washington, D.C., or a staffer, something like that. But the NFL bug just kept calling him, and he kept trying out. He did kick a couple of games for the New England Patriots, but he kept getting cut. In fact, he got cut 11 times by 8 different teams.
Wow.
But
And yet, there was something there. I mean,
obviously,
nobody could see it.
In fact, there was one coach I was reading. There's one coach that said, "Man, you're good. You never miss." And he said, "Why did you cut me?"
Yeah,
it's one of those deals where you just somebody needs to say yes.
Hello?
You're on the roster.
Hello.
So finally, I guess Marv Levy was talking him up, and the Chiefs general manager at the time finally convinced him to come in for a meeting. Jan Stenerud, Chiefs legend, was kind of getting a bit old, long in the tooth, and they were looking for a new kicker, and Nick Lowry finally made the cut, and boy, then he becomes your all-time leading scorer and one of the great kickers in NFL history.
I remember some Chiefs games when he was the only thing there.
Yes, like that is
correct.
Three
or four field goals, that'd be it.
Those weren't boffo Chiefs teams in those 14 years.
No.
He was a constant, and he was a good one. Interesting stuff there from Nick Lowry. It's his birthday today. He's 64, and that's sports with Steve and Ted.
All right, Ted, 8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean has a new Joe Biden quote he's going to share.
Okay.
That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.